The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see." And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. And as they approached the village in which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. I think many Catholics today feel like the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, or maybe like the crippled man in the first reading. We feel crippled in the sense we're not moving, we're stuck. And the reason we're stuck is because the two disciples were, we're told, downcast. They were filled with sorrow, disappointment, fear, uncertainty. And many times we look at our church and all we see or hear are the bad news. People are leaving the church. Young people are not, you know, practicing their faith. We're disappointed in our bishops, in our religious leaders. We see all the division, the infighting in the church. And we feel like those disciples felt. We're crippled. We're stuck. And yet Jesus comes to us. And again, listening to the words of Peter and John in that first reading, they tell the crippled man, "Rise and walk." That's the hope and the faith of the resurrection. that yes, whenever we're in a death experience and going through a death experience, whether it's a personal experience or a global experience, we always have to remember that Jesus is walking with us. He has never abandoned us. And yet we don't see him because we don't have that faith. We just see an empty tomb rather than recognizing the empty tomb is a sign of the resurrection, the sign of the risen Lord. And what we have to do is what Peter and John tells the crippled person. Look at us. Look at the example of those early disciples, early Christians, who despite everything that we're experiencing now and even maybe more, they still had faith and were able to work miracles. John and Peter tells the crippled man, silver and gold we have not, but what we have we give to you. Stand up and walk. Rise and walk. That's the Easter proclamation. That's a message of hope to remind everyone that we have not been defeated. This is the church of Jesus Christ, and he's risen and conquered sin and death. And two, if we believe, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, then too, we'll rise and walk again. And what does it mean to rise and walk? It's to do what Jesus did with those two disciples, to do what the apostles did with the crippled man, to spread the good news, to open our eyes to realize, yes, the life is challenging, life is difficult, life is not perfect, we're not perfect. But in the midst of all of this, Jesus comes to open our eyes and free us from our sin and lead us to eternal life. That's the wealth of the church, not in silver and gold. It's in the gift of faith that we receive on this Easter Sunday, that Jesus is risen to die no more, and he promises eternal life to all those who believe in him. That the two disciples recognize Jesus when they invite him to stay with them, when they move away from feeling sorry for themselves and what happened and become generous in offering him hospitality. John and Peter, again, show the glory of the Lord when they offer to the crippled man what they have, the gift of their faith, the gift of healing, and forgiveness that Jesus brings each one of us. Let us look at them and follow their example. So our eyes will be opened, our ears will be opened, our feet will be loosened so we can walk and proclaim that Jesus is Lord.